The topic of race relations remains an uneasy one in Tallahassee. Another way to examine the topic is through the lens of the performing arts, especially when the issue is placed into the framework of a classic tragedy. I'm Tom Flanagan. Laura Johnson, executive director of Southern Shakespeare, says the telling of this tale has now become a local tradition.
A Town Divided, which is a story of Romeo and Juliet, race, and our city. And this is the third year we'll be doing it, and it is being sponsored by Tallahassee Community College as part of their Black History Month calendar.
Johnson says the community remains largely segregated 52 years after Leon County closed its last segregated school.
It is one of the most segregated cities in the nation, and there's clearly racial divides. And so to be able to address it and raise social awareness, doing theater for social change matters a lot to me and certainly to the company. And so this gives us an opportunity and affords us an opportunity to do that and make a difference in our city.
Adding to the power of a town divided, says Johnson, is the fact that all the action hits very close to home, literally.
This particular play is actually taken from Tallahassee residents and stories of Tallahassee residents, from couples who have been in interracial relationships and experienced racism in our city. We've taken those stories and we've woven them into this one-hour production, which is based on Romeo and Juliet.
The players are actual teenagers whose interracial relationship is roundly condemned by both their families under the guise of protecting the kids from an intolerant society. Johnson says there will be two open-to-everyone performances of A Town Divided this week.
The production opens Wednesday, 6 o'clock, at Turner Auditorium, and it's being done in partnership with the Black History Month Festival. So there's an opening night reception and silent auction ahead of the performance at 7:30.
Thursday evening will feature the stage drama only, starting at 7:30. Then on Friday, Johnson says there will be a special midday performance.
Geared towards our high school students, most of them have already studied Romeo and Juliet or are currently studying Romeo and Juliet, and so it's being supported by the Leon County School Board, and we're able to bring our area Leon County school students into TCC, Turner Auditorium, to see their performance.
Which will also include an added dimension.
We have, moderated by Andrea Oliver, this panel talkback. So we have community conversations that are happening with the students after the production. So it affords them an opportunity to have and share their own insights, ask questions, and have conversations with the folks on the panel.
For more information about A Town Divided, check out southernshakespearefestival.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.